The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Liz Elliott from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next hour, I'll be reading to you from Oprah Magazine, June 2019, Volume 20, Number 6. This is the third of four installments of the June issue. Through the magic of digital editing, this month we have three Oprahs on the cover. The first is in a yellow V-neck, long-sleeved, knee-length dress. And she's walking forward. She's flouncing out the hem of her dress with both hands. She's got a big smile on her face. Behind her is the exact same picture, except her dress is orange and it's paired with coral shoes. And the final picture of Oprah is the exact same picture, but the dress is coral and it is paired with yellow shoes. She's pictured against a bright white background, and as always, in the top left corner, there is a rectangle, and the color inside of the rectangle is a gradient, and it's exactly the same colors as all three of the dresses. It starts with yellow, and it fades into orange, and then fades into a coral color on the right side. And inside of this brightly colored rectangle is the Oprah O in white. It's almost a perfect circle with an oval opening on the inside. And the quote on the front of this month's cover is, "Let every step you take move you forward." First, we'll take a look at the Let's Eat section of the June issue. And this week, we're going to take a look at an article entitled The Classic Cheeseburger. The page is almost entirely taken up in the middle with a picture of a giant cheeseburger. It's got a toasted bun, a very thick patty, and it's got melted cheese, and looks like a pickled vegetable, and some very fancy ruffly greens, dark purple greens and light greens, and looks to be a picture of a glass of champagne beside it. The title is Classic Cheeseburger. And the caption reads, "This paragon of patty perfection from Chef Chris Croner, co-author of A Burger to Believe In, is the only one you'll need this summer, or maybe ever." Beside the champagne, the caption reads, "Try a fruity sparkling wine like Chandon's Bright Brut, $24, Chandon.com, with your burger. The sweetness complements savory flavors, and bubbles bring effervescence to an otherwise dense dish." The caption beside the burger reads, "No access to a grill? Spread half teaspoon of butter on the bottom of each patty and cook in a cast iron skillet over high heat for 4 minutes. Flip, add cheese, and cook 2 minutes more." Another caption below it says, "The fancy. Earn grill goddess status by dressing up Croner's medium rare masterpiece with homemade pan de mie buns, sweet sauteed onions, and luscious aioli. Visit OprahMag.com for recipes." And the recipe for this beautiful picture is entitled The Slow Club Burger. This makes four burgers, and the total cook and prep time should be about 2.5 hours. Divide 1.5 pounds of grass-fed beef into four balls. Place plastic wrap over a 4-inch ring mold on a cutting board. Place a ball in center of mold and gently press down to form a patty. Pop out with plastic and repeat with the remaining balls. Preheat grill. Have 4 pan de mie buns. Smear the cut sides with 2 tablespoons unsalted butter and toast. Butter side down on a grill or a skillet over medium-low heat until golden, about 6 minutes. Meanwhile, season both sides of the patties with kosher salt and ground black pepper and grill over direct heat, 3 minutes. Flip, top each with one sliced cheddar, and cook 3 more minutes for medium rare, or longer if desired. Place a heaping forkful of balsamic onions on each bottom bun and top with one patty, 1 or 2 tomato slices, and a handful of mesclun greens. On each top bun, spread 1 tablespoon aioli and place bun atop greens. And finally, in the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little square entitled The Fast, and it has a picture of buns and onions on it. And it says beneath it, Quick Club Burger. Hurry your meal along by using sliced raw onion in place of sautéed and buying traditional white bread buns. Connor says 2 soft brioche rolls may crumble, and firmer options like crusty ciabatta can cause your burger and toppings to slide out the side with each bite. And that wraps up the Let's Eat section for this episode. And now we head to the Refresh section. The opening page of the Refresh section is taken up almost entirely by a beautiful sunset. There's a woman standing on a rocky outcrop into the ocean, and she's in a Tai Chi pose. She has on loose black pants and a flowing white tunic, and the caption reads, Golden Oldie. Tai Chi may be an ancient practice, and older adults have long loved its low-impact postures, but now Americans of all ages are getting wise to the Chinese martial art. Science says that's a smart move. A 2015 study found that Tai Chi improved balance and flexibility in college students. 2016 Appalachian State University research showed that it increased self-reported sleep quality and decreased anxious feelings in younger adults. And a 2018 review found that practicing for an hour or two each week improved learning and working memory in older participants. To learn Tai Chi, find a qualified instructor near you. The Taoist Tai Chi Society, taoisttaichi.org, has a locator. You can also try Youqi, that's yoga plus Tai Chi, or other fusion fitness classes that include elements of the mindful method. They're on the schedule at LA Fitness and 24-hour fitness gyms nationwide. Once you learn the moves, you can practice them anytime, anywhere. All you need is a comfy outfit and an open mind. And to the side of the picture, there's a little caption that says, Tai Chi is fiercer than it looks. Developed as a self-defense strategy, its full name, Tai Chi Tuan, translates to Supreme Ultimate Fist. Moving to the next page of the Refresh section, there's a picture in the top left-hand corner of the page of an IV bag, and the IV bag is filled with all different shapes and colors of pills. And the title of this little section is called Drip or Skip. IV treatments are a hot wellness trend. Here's what you need to know. At drip bars across the country, you can now get IV infusions of vitamins and minerals that supposedly treat everything from stress to jet lag, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you should. IVs allow medications and supplements to go directly into your bloodstream, says Nada Milosavljevic, MD, founder of the Integrative Health Program at Massachusetts General Hospital. However, there's limited research on vitamin infusion therapy, and an improperly administered IV can be dangerous. If you're determined to do a drip, you can lower your risk by heeding Milosavljevic's advice. Confirm that the clinician is a board-certified nurse or doctor. Look them up on your state's medical board site and ask them about their IV training. Programs often require up to 48 hours. Though uncommon, infections can occur with an inexperienced technician, as can clots and air embolisms, both of which could travel to your brain, lungs, or heart and cause a heart attack or stroke, says Milosavljevic. Find out which ingredients will be used in your IV cocktail and check with your primary doctor to be sure that they target your concern, Mila Sablovic says. For example, some clinics offer vitamin B12 to help combat fatigue in the short term. You should also ask which pharmacy the ingredients are sourced from and then contact the state medical board to ensure it's credentialed, she says. And finally, disclose any medications you're on or health conditions you have in case they could make the IV therapy unsafe. For instance, excess fluid can send already high blood pressure even higher. The provider should also review your medical history and take your vitals before the session and monitor you throughout, she says. Speaking of providers, IV therapy is not a substitute for regular doctor visits or treatment plans prescribed by a physician, so consult yours before you even consider going with the flow. Just to the right of the drip or skip portion of the page is a tiny slim column on the top right-hand side that has a title 1 in 2, and the text reads, "That's how many women will experience stress incontinence, urinary leaks caused by pressure on the bladder in their lifetime. Trendy high-intensity exercises like jumping rope and burpees could up your odds of springing a leak," says Tina Allen, a physical therapist at the University of Washington Medical Center. Doing a Kegel or two just before vigorous moves can help, while moisture-absorbing, pee-proof underwear like Speaks by Thinks from $28 at Speaks.com will have you covered. And Speaks is spelled S-P-E-A-X, and Thinks is spelled T-H-I-N-X. And finally, at the bottom of the page is a little column entitled Change of Face. Try these kinder, gentler anti-agers. And the text reads, "Retinoids have earned their status as dermatology darlings. Decades of studies show that these compounds, derived from vitamin A, really can slow signs of aging, but they're also hard on sensitive skin. And even the less concentrated over-the-counter version, retinol, can irritate, which is where a fresh crop of mild alternatives comes in. Drunk Elephant's A. Passione Retinol Cream, for one, contains a low dose of retinol combined with soothing natural ingredients like passion fruit and jojoba oils. If that's still too strong, try Bakuchiol, an extract from the herb babchi. You'll find it in Biosense Squalene plus Phytoretinol Serum. According to Dindy Engelman, MD, a dermatologist in New York City, some research has found that Bakuchiol can reduce wrinkles and dark spots as effectively as retinol, and it won't cause redness or drying. In other words, you'll be ready to face the day." And to the side, there's a small white tube with a red band on the top and a red cap. And the caption just below it reads, "A. Passione Retinol Cream, $74, drunkelephant.com. And beneath that, there's a small picture of a green glass bottle with a gold pump top and a white label across the front. And the caption for that reads, "Squalene plus Phytoretinol Serum, $78, Biosense.com." And that's spelled Biosense.com. And that is a look at the refresh section for June 2019. Now we move to the features section. And this month, it is all about travel. The first page of our feature section is a big two-page spread, and it's a street in Disney World, and there is a bride with a strapless gown on and a long veil, and the skirt of her wedding dress is all puffy, and it's made of organza, and she's standing by a white Rolls Royce. And the title is "Where Are You Going?" And this picture is of Christina Sorrow, a fourth-grade teacher, and the text reads, "In the house where I grew up in Pennsylvania, my parents have an entire Disney-themed room with wall-to-wall Mickey lithographs, light-up pens, ceramic figurines, any object you can imagine. I've been to Disney World 26 times, and each time I'm filled with over-the-top wonder, like anything is possible. My life changed radically in 2011 when I was a senior in high school and felt a lump on my right leg. I remember telling my mom I was too embarrassed to go to college with that ugly thing on me. My doctor said I needed an MRI, but being 17, I barely understood what that meant. I got the lump biopsied about 5 days before my prom, and 2 days after the dance, my parents sent my older brother and me on a surprise trip to Disney World. We did everything I wanted to do, even the safari at Animal Kingdom, though the line was super long. It wasn't until we got back that I learned I had stage 2 soft tissue sarcoma. My parents already knew. They'd quickly and secretly booked our Disney World trip because they thought it might be my last, and they wanted me to enjoy it. At graduation, I looked at the caps and gowns and contemplated the possibility of never seeing my classmates again, not because of leaving for college, but because I might be dead. For most of high school, I had an on-again, off-again boyfriend, but we'd broken up a couple months earlier. It felt even worse going through all of this without him. I did 4 rounds of chemo, each 5 full days long. I'd always been so worried about how I looked, whether my hair was curling in the perfect direction. Soon I know how it felt to not have hair at all. But after a lot of fear and pain, and many, many late nights at the hospital, my cancer disappeared. I've been in remission for 9 years. My ex and I reconnected in college. He told me when he read about my diagnosis on Facebook, he drove to my house and sat outside in his car, too nervous to knock on the door. He thought I wouldn't want to see him. We got engaged in 2014 and were married in 2018. Where? Disney World, of course, right by the Tower of Terror. It was freezing. The middle of a March cold snap, but we danced until my feet ached. We couldn't contain our joy. And now we are at the feature article entitled Vacation Nation. The opening page of the article is taken up entirely by a picture of Lake Superior sea caves in Wisconsin. And the right-hand side of the page, stretching almost entirely across, is a picture of a rocky cliff. On top of the cliff, there are trees and all kinds of scrub growing. And inside the cliff, there are openings, like big holes in the cliff, and those are the caves. And running inside of the caves is a river, or maybe a lake. And there are people kayaking on the lake, and they look to be going in and out of the caves. And the caption reads, "This land is your land, this land is my land, and it is full of delicious one-of-a-kind delights. Turn the page to see what every great state in the union can add to your summer adventures." And we'll go state by state, and each state features one interesting destination. We'll start, of course, with Alabama. Brilliant bugs. Hiking Dismal's Canyon in Campbell is like visiting a landscape out of Tolkien. Streams swaddled by tiny footbridges, narrow passages between mossy boulders, waterfalls shrouded by woods. And the terrain hides something as alluring as any enchanted ring. At night, it lights up in neon blue, thanks to dismalites, glowworms native to the canyon. Scientists call it bioluminescence. You might call it magic. DismalsCanyon.com, and that's spelled D-I-S-M-A-L-S, Canyon.com. Moving to Alaska, putting up roots. Amid the floral beauty of Juneau's Glacier Gardens, In Tongass National Forest sits a grove of inverted trees, their skyward root structures adorned with an explosion of fragrant flowers. The flower towers were born when several spruces and hemlocks were felled during a reclaiming of a nearby stream. Rather than chop them up for lumber, owner Steve Boway chose to repurpose them into a whimsical collaboration between man and nature. You can find information on that at glaciergardens.com. Now moving to Arizona. A dog with bite. Imagine if all the best parts of American and Mexican cuisines existed in one superlative bite. Then head to Tucson's own Jason's Mexican to taste that mashup in real life. Its spin on the Sonora-style hot dog, a Grand Canyon state delicacy, is a bacon-wrapped dog in a soft bolillo roll, topped with pinto beans, diced tomato, onions, jalapeno salsa, yellow mustard, and mayo. Oh, and the combo comes with a bacon-wrapped cheese-filled yellow chili pepper, too. Now to Arkansas. Dig it. The diamonds you find at Crater of Diamonds, a Finders Keepers State Park in Murfreesboro, may not be Tiffany quality. Many are yellow or ochre, but they're yours for the taking, along with amethyst, garnet, jasper, or any other semi-precious minerals you find. As you do your sifting in the 37-acre ancient volcanic crater, remember, this area once coughed up the nation's biggest homegrown diamond, the 40.23-carat Uncle Sam. Pro tip, visit after a good rain, when the top layer of soil has been washed away to reveal the treasures beneath. More information at ArkansasStateParks.com. Now to California. Good sense. Rows of old glass vials line the walls of the Aftel Archive of Curious Scents, the light-filled Berkeley storehouse of pleasingly smelly things created by perfumer Mandy Aftel. You can treat your nose to florals, spices, roots, and resins like oud, a warm, sweet, balsamic-like sap of the tropical agarwood tree, and 100-year-old ambergris, a secretion of sperm whales. It has a shimmery amber aroma that mustn't be missed, says Aftel. Leave with paper strips dipped in the fragrances that speak to you most to delight your senses again once you're home. More information at aftelier.com. Also in California, tiny bubbles. Freedom of choice, proclaims a sign painted above the aisles at Galco's Soda Pop Stop, a Los Angeles purveyor of more than 500 varieties of carbonated drinks. Use its instant fizzing machine to create bespoke bubbly, apple pie pop, habanero lime soda, or browse from offerings sourced from around the world, like the Zeta Zenzi sparkling tarragon drink from the Republic of Georgia, or Cuba's Iron Beer, a caramel herb concoction. More information at sodapopstop.com. Now to Colorado. Bared bones. Seeing a fossil in a museum is cool, but seeing one where it's lain since the late Eocene epoch is staggering. If you like experiencing history in context, head to the Florissant Fossil Beds National Monument, site of massive petrified redwood stumps, plus nearly 1,500 preserved insects like tsetse flies and more than 150 plants, birds, fish, and mammals like miniature three-toed horses, all at a dizzying elevation of more than 8,500 feet. More information at nps.gov/FLFO. Now to Connecticut, Champ Camp. If you've ever lamented adulthood's distinct lack of log cabin hijinks, you're in for a joyous surprise. Club Getaway in Kent is a weekend-long sleepaway camp for grown-ups, complete with s'mores and color wars. Instead of bug juice, you'll get Bloody Mary Bingo, instead of wistful longing for childhood's unfettered fun, you'll get tagged out during slip and slide kickball. More information at clubgetaway.com. Heading to Delaware for the records. Those who win Grammys ought to be thanking E.R. Johnson, the Delawarean who, in the late 1800s, invented the Victrola, the first non-hand-cranked record player and the basis for those golden statuettes. Visitors to the Johnson Victrola Museum in Dover can observe dozens of old-timey models, plus advertisements, tens of thousands of records, trinkets inspired by Nipper, he's the curious terrier listening to a phonograph in the iconic painting, His Master's Voice, and Johnson's 1985 posthumous Grammy. More information at history.delaware.gov. Now to Florida. Oh, the huge manatee! Crystal River National Wildlife Refuge is home to a migratory colony of manatees, wide-snouted sea cows who don't mind sharing their space with a besnorkeled visitor or taking selfies with the same. The Gulf Coast Attractions tour guides can help you find some of the sweet beast's more reliable hangouts. CrystalRiverManatees.com. Now, Georgia. Life and limbs. Jekyll Island has a striking stretch of shoreline. On Driftwood Beach, ancient half-buried trees claw up from the sand like giant gnarled arms. Cross the bridge to the island, then drive north to climb on the limbs, picnic beneath them, or just enjoy their stark beauty as you take in the salty sea air. Now to Hawaii. Tourists trapped. The fastest anyone's escaped the huge hedge maze at Dole's Wahiwa Plantation is about 7 minutes, a feat, given its 2.46 miles of pathway. In fact, the fragrant maze, made of spindly shrubs and tropical flowers, is among the world's largest. Don't be ashamed if it takes you far longer than 7 minutes. More information at doleplantation.com. Also in Hawaii, Kitty's Corner. Nutter Butter, Bobby Flay, Captain Cook. These are just a few of the pals you might meet at Lanai Cat Sanctuary, a 3.5-acre home to, at press time, 622 rescued cats, all whiling away the hours in paradise. More information at lanaicatsanctuary.org. That's L-A-N-A-I, catsanctuary.org. Now to Idaho, all downhill from there. A woodsy 1.5-mile hike is the price of admission to Lionhead Campground's natural water slides, where a stream washes over a smooth expanse of grated granite. The ride, abutted by cedars, is brisk in temperature and speed, but breathtaking. Want to go faster? Locals slide on trash bags. Now, Illinois. Seeing stars. Where on earth can one behold the marvels of deep space? In the lobby of a Chicago skyscraper. Lucent is a fiber optic model of 3,106 of the stars visible in the northern hemisphere. It resembles a radiant dandelion puff. More information at 875 NorthMichiganAvenue.com. Now to Indiana. Sweet spot. The display cases at Schimpf's Confectionery in Jeffersonville burst with vintage bric-a-brac. The shop, which opened in 1891, is famous for its Red Hots, spicy hard candies sold since day one, but try the Majeskas, the caramel-covered marshmallow concocted in the region. More information at schimpfs.com, and that's spelled S-C-H-I-M-P-F-F-S.com. Now, Iowa. Get the picture. You've seen Grant Wood's painting, American Gothic, Grim-Faced Couple, Pitchfork, White House. That real-life structure is now an Eldon attraction, where wood fans can stoically pose in front of its arched window. Take in some of the best homages in the adjoining visitor center. Museum administrator Kelsey Westman's favorite is the one of four Beatles impersonators. More information at AmericanGothicHouse.org. Now heading to Kansas, Earhart Earth Art. In Amelia Earhart's hometown of Atchison, July, the month she was born, is a time of celebration. A plane identical to her own is put on temporary display, and an air show and a carnival take over the town. Any time of year, though, visitors can stand on a platform to view the windswept Amelia Earhart Earthwork, a huge portrait of the pilot made of plants and stone. Now for Kentucky. I see clearly now. The transparent puddings at McGee's Bakery in Maysville are an area institution, as is McGee's, which has produced peerless pastries since 1941. Picture pecan pie, sans pecans, just sugar, egg, butter, nirvana, uncluttered by distractions. Down to Louisiana. Can you check the back? At New Orleans' 107-year-old antique shop, M.S. Rao, the wares are rare, especially those in the three-story space hidden behind a false bookshelf. Originals by Monet and Renoir, Napoleon's death mask, all were for sale at press time. More information at RaoAntiques.com, and that's spelled R-A-U, antiques.com. Also in Louisiana, trumpeting the trumpeter. August's Satchmo Summerfest, honoring Louis Armstrong, is a rollicking 3-day NOLA party with all local legends, preservation all-stars for one, and food, Café Dauphine's fried seafood stuffed bell peppers, a must. The much larger Jazz Fest in the spring has featured the Dave Matthews Band, but this shindig is for real jazz fans. More information at SatchmoSummerfest.org. Now up to Maine. Come mail away. The Casco Bay Mailboat Run gives landlubbers a free ride with an aquatic postal service, one that served 5Ks off Portland for 150 years. Watch for lobster trappers hauling their catch and maybe even a seal. More information at CascoBayLines.com. Also in Maine, hot potatoes. Original pure French fries at Old Orchard Beach is an 87-year-old institution that annually hand slices and cooks 125 tons, that's the weight of a small blue whale, of spuds. The crinkle cuts are typically topped with a holy trinity of ketchup, salt, and vinegar. Become a frequent fryer, and after 9 boxes, you'll get a 10th gratis. Now heading to Maryland. The shock of the new. Among the 6,000 objects on view at Baltimore's American Visionary Art Museum are a child's bed tiled with glass beads and beetle wings, a statue of Icarus made partly of mirror shards, and a wood-carved self-portrait, the only known piece by an anonymous artist who died of tuberculosis. The museum showcased art by self-taught creators whose works are often as unusual as they are arresting. More information at avam.org. That's spelled AVAM.org. Now, Massachusetts. Two can play this gong. The Gunnar Schoenbeck exhibit at Mass MoCA, a museum at North Adams, is filled with fanciful instruments created by Schoenbeck, a music professor for 61 years. Triangular cellos, a 12-foot xylophone, drums made of fuselage. All can be twanged, tweaked, banged, and bonged. MassMoCA.org. That's spelled MassMoCA.org. Michigan. The dawning of age-old aquarium. In 2005, Detroit's Belle Isle Aquarium, opened in 1904, it's America's oldest, closed, but the city couldn't afford its upkeep. But in 2012, it reopened, meaning you can once again visit carp and clownfish, gourami and gars in a stunning Beaux-Arts building that might just be the real attraction. More information at BelleIsleConservancy.org. Minnesota, joys are us. At Lark Toys in Kellogg, buying handmade playthings is but a fraction of the action. There's also a carousel, a nostalgia-rich gallery of retro trinkets, and three petable llamas named Irving, Francis, and George. LarkToys.com. Mississippi, shows on the road. In Clarksdale, where Routes 49 and 61 meet, legendary guitarist Robert Johnson purportedly sold his soul to the devil in exchange for musical chops. The crossroads is marked by a sign featuring three guitars. Route 61, known as the Blues Highway, is a mecca for music lovers, dotted with clubs in which to nod along to that classic Delta sound. Now to Missouri. Oh, Pioneer! Laura Ingalls Wilder composed her Little House books at Mansfield's Rocky Ridge Farm, and the museum there displays her needlepoint, handwritten manuscripts, the ornate curls on her W's, exquisite, and Pa's beloved fiddle. More information at LauraIngallsWilderHome.com. Montana, still standing. In the 1860s, when mining boom times hit the West, many communities sprang up to house prospectors. Once the booms went bust, the miners often hastily fled. One of the state's best-preserved ghost towns is Bannock, where more than 50 wind-whipped structures, assay office, church, saloon, are especially haunting in the fading light of sunset. More information at bannock.org, and that's spelled BANNACK.org. Now to Nebraska, riding high. Stonehenge in Wiltshire, England, is thought to have been a Neolithic site of worship. Carhenge in Alliance is known to be an oddly charming novelty, and a proudly American one at that. It's made with 39 vintage domestic cars, Cadillacs, Chevys, Fords, painted primer gray and planted in the plains. More information at carhenge.com. Now out to Nevada. Bright lights, still pretty. Where did the glitzy lights of Las Vegas go after their time to shine is up? Down the street to the Neon Museum. Tour the outdoor area, called the Neon Boneyard, to see a huge cactus and clover, and signs for the Sahara, Stardust, and Fantasia. Or visit at night to watch the 15 restored lights buzz back to life. NeonMuseum.org. Also in Nevada, go with the flow. Washoe County's Fly Geyser, made up of spires in lusciously lurid shades of rust and green, was born in 1964. When drillers hit a geothermal pocket, releasing mineral-rich water. It's calcium carbonate hardened into the spires. Their color comes from algae. The group behind the Desert Trip Fest, Burning Man, bought the surrounding land in 2016 and now offers tours. You can get more information on that at blackrockdesert.ticketleap.com. Now to New Hampshire. In Fructus Veritas, the words blueberry wine might conjure notions of syrupy sweetness, but you'll forget all about that as soon as you try Petite Blue Reserve from Hermit Woods Winery in Meredith. The French oak-aged red, reminiscent of Pinot Noir, is one of the vintner's signature bottles and proof of just how sophisticated non-grape vino can be. More information at hermitwoods.com. Now, New Jersey, on the balls. Asbury Park has once again become a destination for seaside revelry. There are dozens of pinging, dinging, vintage pinball games at Silver Ball Museum, It's lively and loud arcade, and the legendary Wonder Bar is home to Yappy Hour, welcoming pups, their owners, and anyone who wants to see Spot run while enjoying a cold one. Now, out to New Mexico. Eat the heat. Do you long to assault your tongue with capsaicin? To scale the heat-measuring Scoville meter? At the Chili Pepper Institute in Las Cruces, those who yearn for the burn can view more than 120 species, from jalapenos to habaneros. In the teaching garden, participate in hot sauce tasting and buy seeds to start their own scorching crop. More information at cpi.nmsu.edu. Now back east to New York. Burn after hiking. In Erie County's Chestnut Ridge Park, hikers might do a double take at Eternal Flame Falls, a misty cascade spilling over jutting shale, behind which a vent of natural gas fuels a small fire. It's trail tradition to relight the incongruous flame whenever it's snuffed out by wind or rain. Also in New York, winging it. Do some New York City bird watching courtesy of the Audubon Mural Project, which commissioned artists for 314 paintings, all in Harlem, the neighborhood where the naturalist John James Audubon lived. The 110 portraits finished so far include a black-capped vireo perched next to a 162nd Street deli and a swallow-tailed kite soaring across an apartment building at 155th and Broadway. For more information, head to audubon.org/AMP. And right back here to North Carolina. Nice to meet you. If you like your nature excursions with a side of bloodlust, swing by Wilmington's Stanley Redder Carnivorous Plant Garden in the Piney Ridge Nature Preserve to gaze upon Venus flytraps, pitcher plants, sundews, and more, and maybe even watch an insect meet its untimely demise. More information at coastallandtrust.org. Now to North Dakota. Roadside attractions. The Enchanted Highway, 32 rural miles between Gladstone and Regent, is the site of seven enormous sculptures by local Gary Greff, placed there to captivate drivers on an otherwise unremarkable length of road. There's a scene of gamefish leaping in the air, another of a family made of tin, and an eyeball-like shape overlaid with the silhouettes of geese in flight, all infinitely photogenic. More information at ndtourism.com. Ohio, high notes. The 101-year-old Cleveland Orchestra is considered one of the world's greatest. Its sound has often been called precise, effortless, and a wraparound tapestry. Some of that magic is owed to Severance Hall, the orchestra's stunning home, an ornate neoclassical marvel with magnificent acoustics and a stage framed by gilded greenery. But the orchestra's mastery is also on display at Blossom Music Festival, a summer-long series of concerts featuring everything from Tchaikovsky to the Beach Boys, Aretha Franklin, and the score of The Empire Strikes Back at a sprawling, pyramid-shaped outdoor amphitheater in nearby Cuyahoga Falls. More information at clevelandorchestra.com. Oklahoma, all's well that ends well. In the early 70s, on his Route 66 adjacent property in Catoosa, zookeeper Hugh Davis erected a turquoise whale-shaped water slide as a gift for his wife, Zelta. After he died, the slide slid into disrepair until local volunteers refurbished it. Stop by for a visit. We'd say it's a whale of a time, but surely you've guessed that. Now out to Oregon. Branching out, leave it all behind at Out and About Treehouse Treesort. That's tree plus resort. The 36-acre plot in Cave Junction is home to several cabins and 11 treetop suites. One is just about 10 feet off the ground, another a towering 47. In the 1990s, lifelong DIYer Michael Garnier began constructing up in the air forts in this rural speck of southwestern Oregon, ultimately creating a compound that's booked solid all summer, welcoming between 60 and 75 guests daily for hiking, horseback riding, and, of course, sleeping atop the canopy. More information at treehouses.com. Now to Pennsylvania. It's a small world. The late artist Phoebe Conrad crafted storybook scenes in intricate shadow boxes populated by wax figures. Picture tiny Peter Pan and the Darling Children floating above equally tiny beds, or fretful Gretel peering out from behind Hansel at a witch inviting them in. 35 of these dioramas, known as Phoebe's Little Waxworks, live in the Western Pocono Community Library. For more information, look at wpcl.lib.pa.us. Also in Pennsylvania, on the rocks. After a slow, bumpy ride down a forested dirt road in Hickory Run State Park, the woods open onto a clearing, and behold, a vast expanse of boulders, some car-sized, some bigger. This is Boulder Field, a roughly 16-acre geologic oddity, where hunks of sandstone and conglomerate finished stacking themselves some 15,000 years ago. Trek across the stones, listen for the stream trickling beneath, and ponder the magnitude of what pressure, weather, and time can do. More information at dcnr.pa.gov. Now to Rhode Island, the good words. Since 1838, the Providence Athenaeum has been a bustling literary center dedicated to the exchange of ideas. Poe was a regular, but the stately Greek Revival Library is also just a grand thing to see, with soaring ceilings and an exceptional private collection, including first editions of Leaves of Grass and On the Origin of Species. And it feels less like a library than a temple devoted to the life of the mind. Arrive early to snag a wooden desk on the second floor and sink into a read. The Telltale Heart, perhaps? More information at theprovidenceathenaeum.org. Now down to South Carolina for all the tea in Charleston. To tour the Charleston Tea Plantation, an oak-shaded farm founded on the Wadmalaw Island in the 1980s, you'll ride a red trolley through Camellia sinensis shrubs and traverse roads swept by soft overhangs of Spanish moss. Need a post-tour pick-me-up? Grab a few bags of Carolina Mint at the gift shop. More information at charlestonteaplantation.com. South Dakota, well-rounded. Artist Dick Termes paints on one kind of canvas, the spherical sort, which allows his images to exist without beginning or end. These works, called Termospheres, are on view at his dome-shaped gallery in Spearfish, where orbs depicting everything from classical architecture to precise geometric patterns hang from the ceiling, each an exquisite world unto itself. For more information, go to termospheres.com. Tennessee, fine prints. Nashville's Hatch Show Print perfected its poster aesthetic more than 140 years ago. Elvis, Johnny Cash, and Hank Williams all received the Hatch treatment for shows over the years. On a tour of the shop, you can use a letterpress to make your own print. HatchShowPrint.com. Texas. How about them chapels? The houses of worship known as painted churches, many of which are in Fayette County, more than earn their name. Despite their country church exteriors, inside you'll find a riot of color. Put there a century ago by European emigres who modeled the masterpieces after the Baroque sanctuaries of their homelands. Time hasn't diminished the vibrancy of the blooms angels and heavenly bodies in their frescoes. Also in Texas, Two Step Lively. Scoot to Green Hall, Texas's oldest continually operating dance hall in New Braunfels. Built in 1878, it's hosted church services, graduations, and the occasional badger fight. But in recent years, the Dixie Chicks and Loretta Lynn have graced its stage. The holes in the floor, worn by decades of shuffling boots, are patched with old license plates. For more information, head to greenhall.com, and that's spelled GRUENEHALL.com. Now to Utah, solar power. In the rangeland of the Great Basin Desert, four concrete tubes, 9 feet in diameter, 18 in length, punctuate the featureless dirt. Their presence seems random, their purpose opaque. Then it happens. On the summer solstice, the rising and setting sun seamlessly lines up with the openings of two tubes. The other two match the sun during the winter solstice. This is Sun Tunnels, a work by artist Nancy Holt. Get there to see its ephemeral alignment, then watch it slip away. For more information, head to umfa.utah.edu. Vermont, Stone Groove. The Smith Quarry and Bar is the largest operating quarry of its kind in the world. Its vertiginous cliffs, cut in increments, rise 600 feet over a pool of teal water. Once you've taken it in, including the factory where artisans engrave headstones by hand, engage in some bowling on the, what else, granite lane out back. More information, rockofages.com. Also in Vermont, Barn This Way. Rochester's Liberty Hill Farm and Inn isn't just a B&B on a picturesque property. It's a chance to connect with what farm life is about. Milk one of the 270 Robeth Holsteins. Bottle feed a newborn calf, pick vegetables for your dinner, or leave that to the farmers and head to the swimming hole. Wander fields of wildflowers and pencil in a little stargazing before bed. For more information, head to libertyhillfarm.com. Virginia, to see or not to see? That's an easy question. This summer, the American Shakespeare Center will put on The Comedy of Errors, Julius Caesar, and more of the Bard's best at Staunton's Blackfriars Playhouse, the world's only replica of Shakespeare's Blackfriars Theater. The timber frame playhouse is a faithful recreation, but with air conditioner and indoor plumbing. Huzzah! For more information, head to AmericanShakespearCenter.com. Washington, Vinyl Resting Place. In the market for 45s? Got 'em. 78s? No problem. If 8-tracks or cassettes are more your jam, fear not, they're here too. 500,000 albums line the walls of Seattle's Bop Street Records, an orderly 35-year-old emporium of everything from Bach to hard rock. More than 10,000 classical LPs are on hand, and there's a back room of jazz records, 7,000 of them. For more information, head to bopstreetrecords.com/store. Washington, D.C., short and sweet. See a Trident maple, a red Izo spruce, a Satsuki azalea, and a Jabotacaba, all of which are trees, and none of which are taller than 1 foot. The National Bonsai and Panjing Museum is a serene, bamboo-walled haven of painstakingly cultivated specimens, including a Japanese white pine that's been trained into shape since 1625 and survived the bombing of Hiroshima. For more information, look at the website bonsai.nbf.org. West Virginia. Steam come true. At Cass Scenic Railroad State Park, you can travel by breezy open-air train, complete with old-timey chimney, to see the wooded countryside, the view from Bald Knob, and the sleepy town of Cass, largely unchanged since its 1901 founding as digs for loggers who took the train up the mountain each day. For more information, wvstateparks.com. Wisconsin, caveman. Lake Superior offers kayakers a glassy paradise on which to glide, especially around the 21 Apostle Islands speckling the state's northeastern lakefront. You can explore their richly red sandstone sea caves on your own or take a boat tour. Either way, watching the light bounce off the cave's sculpted walls is downright magical. For more information, head to nps.gov/APIS. Wyoming, Algae Whiz. Named for the flower its shape and color evoke, the Morning Glory Pool in Yellowstone National Park is a hot spring near Old Faithful whose algae colors its center a stunning shade of blue. The pool's edges are a burnished red-orange. All in all, the spring resembles a technicolor portal to another dimension. For more information on that, head to nps.gov/YELL. And with that, we will wrap up our list of interesting vacation ideas for every single state in the union. Join me next week for the fourth of four installments of the June 2019 issue. We'll take a look at a Martha Beck interview. We'll have a couple more feature articles, and we will take a look at the O Summer Style Guide with all kinds of summer fashion tips and finds for the swimsuit season. Not all swimsuits, some dresses, some accessories. And of course, we'll take a look at Oprah's What I Know For Sure article. We've run out of time for today's episode of Oprah Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope that you've enjoyed it. I'm Liz Elliott, reading for Susan Dellinger, and we both read for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.